Now, what you may not know is there used to be on the rail system in this country third-class carriages. And third-class carriages were about the size of these two desks, right? And they would probably be a little closer, right? So think of that. So what you've got, normally you would have eight people sitting in your third-class carriage. When these children were crammed in, there were probably about 12. Now, if you get on the train in this country now, we have a corridor, don't we, down the middle of all the carriages. You just keep walking from carriage to carriage. And at the end of each carriage is a toilet. No problem. These third-class carriages did not have a corridor. They had a door at this end and a door at that end. And once you were in the carriages, you couldn't get out. The only way you could do it was to drop down the window, lean out, open the door that way and swing out. As a kid, it used to be great fun. You could swing out on these doors. There were no toilets. Now, all these children would be giving all these drinks and there were no toilets. So what did they do? They either peed out of the window, and there were some places along the line that I would not have wanted to have lived, because it sent most of them peed out the window around Didcot area, or they wet themselves. And that's important. When they decided to re-evacuate in 1940, they actually decided to put up some toilets. And these were temporary. Buckets with seats on, canvas at the back, canvas down the sides, canvas over the top, nothing at the front. Completely open. And where was the front facing? The train. So all these people were saying they were dying for go for a pee, but they couldn't because they didn't want to in front of their friends. Now, the fact that they turned up having wet themselves is important for slightly later on, and as I'll explain. The first train left London and ended up in Maidenhead, just down the line. It was not the countryside, it was not the seaside. All these people had been told that they were going to the seaside, and the Maidenhead was only a few miles down. You could see London burning during the Blitz. Most children did not go from the rail termini, because once you get into a terminus, there's no way out. You've got to come back out the same way. And so a lot of children who came west this way went from Acton and Ealing Broadway, because you could go out either end of the platform. On the first day, that's September the 1st, 44,000 children were evacuated. By the Monday, 17,796 had been evacuated. Now remember, this was happening in all the major cities around the countryside, to the point that there were about 1.5 million people were being evacuated. They didn't use the tube system in London unless they were absolutely desperate, but they didn't use it purely and simply because they had this fear that there was going to be a gas attack and the ventilation system would not have coped with that. Secondly, there are lots and lots of rivers flowing under London into the River Thames. Some of them very close to the tube system. And Charing Cross here, there are seven rivers flow into the Thames at Charing Cross. Had it been hit at any stage, it would have flooded the system. And also any direct hit on the network would have brought the thing to a standstill. And to be honest, imagine what it would have been like if you'd have been in a tube train in London with lots and lots of children, where a bomb had blocked off one end of the tunnel and in some cases may have blocked off both ends of the tunnel. It would have been horrendous. So it was a lot easier to move the children above ground in case that happened. Now, these are the numbers of children who were evacuated. Just look at the totals. This is September 39. 827 virtually thousand unaccompanied children. 524,000 children who went with their mothers, 12,000 expectant mothers, 7,000 disabled, blind, and 103,000 teachers. And they were moved over those 4 days. It was an amazing logistical exercise, okay, to get all these children, all these people out into these areas of safety within 4 days. Give you an idea of what it meant for one city. This is Manchester. 67,000 children, including those under five, about 20,000 mothers, teachers and helpers. And on that first day, just the first day, September the 1st, they used 114 trains and 150 buses, and they had to close 268 Manchester schools. So those were the numbers of children that actually left.